Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati. Allah my Lord, His word Quran,
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet,
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon,
praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal audience of Arab English Radio, welcome to another episode of your very favorite youth station. Wherever you are, at any corner of the world, I hope you're doing just well. This is Asma. As usual, super glad to sit at the same table with you. And guess who is sitting next to me?
Zainab, yes. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Asma's co-host Zainab on Youth Station, and we are super excited to be with each other on
exactly.
the session.
Well, my dear friends, today we are going to talk about Western civilization.
All right.
Well, recently, Zainab, I've read something by Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay.
A reporter asks him a question. Actually, it has been told like a tale. Still, many people believe that he has said such a thing. So, a reporter asks him, what do you think about Western civilization? And then he replies,
it may be a good idea.
It may be a good idea.
Well, as you discussed his name, and I told you, like, he's called the father of the Indian nation.
Mm-hmm.
Known for bringing the independence in India from the Western colonization.
During the Britain invade.
When British had invaded India.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a man behind the independence. And such a person saying that it could be a better idea is, even if he said that, we have so many analysis which put away that he was a very wicked man. He was a very tricky man. He was a man behind the independence of India.
Mm-hmm.
So he
was very wise.
He was very wise, and he was kind of playing tricks with the reporter.
Reporter, yes. Playing with words.
He meant to say that West has no civilization.
Yes, he wanted to say, actually, is there any civilization?
Had West had the civilization, it would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
When an invasion comes, it tries to take away your culture, it tries to take away your trade, and it tries to take away your civilization. And Gandhi was someone
culture,
who stood against all that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he was himself someone who stood against that. He stood against the colonizers.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he was someone who stood against imperialism.
Imperialism, yeah.
Which was trying to do what? Which was trying to bring Western civilization into India.
So now, this was just the introduction.
Yeah.
We wanted to give you a hint about the Western civilization. But let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's talk about the history of that civilization, the so-called civilization.
All right.
Well, there was a time, actually, Zainab, there were Middle Ages, there were Old Ages, and the Renaissance was the birth of this civilization.
Yes.
After Renaissance, it was called the rebirth.
Yeah.
Of civilization in art, of actually literature, in many things. Literacy grew up in European culture. And after that, after some centuries, they started to have industrial revolution.
Yeah.
So that did a lot of change into European culture. And after that revolution, the idea of colonizing started to appear all around the world. And the master of that was Britain, of course. They started to invade different places from east and even west, and also the African people.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in colonizing other nations is that they're going to devastate those people from whatever they have.
All right.
They're going to deprive them from whatever they have. They would take their the benefits of their lands. They would take all those people for themselves as slaves, and they would use them for their benefits.
Yeah.
Now, through all these things that happened, through all these miseries they have imposed to other nations, they have built an empire for themselves and they call it civilization. Okay. So actually what Gandhi was trying to say was that this civilization that has been built upon people's misery is not called a civilization.
Yes, as Gandhi rightly said that if had you had a civilization, it would have been better. It would have been a good idea. But what you call as civilization is called as imperialism.
Exactly, imperialism, yeah.
And what you call as Renaissance, how you connect civilization with Renaissance. Renaissance was nothing, simply...
See, I say that in only in 16th century, the process of Renaissance started to grow everywhere. Yeah. It was done in European culture. So, I mean, it is not very late.
It was a concept of being more independent. It was like century wherein they brought the concept of being more independent. But then being independent is also okay, but... They have failed to prove this idea even today, like the most so-called powerful country, the United States president, the former president said, when we had coronavirus coming in, he said that, oh, please open the doors of the churches, or please open up the mosques. People need to pray. We need God in our lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is all like, I don't accept this idea, whatever they say. But yes, had they had a civilization... It would have been a good idea, according to Gandhi. However, civilization basically comes up as a mixture of cultures, you know, whatever is in your culture. So if we try to
elevate the culture.
Yeah. So if we try to get something, I think we can talk on making differences between the Western culture and our
cultures. Zainab, you know, if civilization really happened through these European invasions, then there wouldn't have been all these amount of movements talking about colonizing and also invasion. There are many books have been written on this subject, you know. There was a book once I read which was very interesting. It gives you this brutal image of civilization that they are trying to show it in a very pompous manner.
Yeah.
It was called A Heart of Darkness by Henry James. That was a great book that talked a lot about the brutal image of colonizing and what happens to people of a place where they are colonized. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Can you call yourself a civilized person if you're making other one a slave?
Uh-huh. Or can you call, that is the point.
Can you call a person a civilized person who is independent himself and tries to crush the rights of other person?
Of course not. See, Zainab, this is a quote which is very nicely could be used everywhere.
Okay.
Those who build their happiness upon the misery of others are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They actually do not have even that happiness. You know, I told you, I mentioned the name of Renaissance just because I wanted to say that it happened in 16th century, which means it does not have such a very long history.
Long history, yeah.
So it does not go... They also had old ages
does
that
not
were
have
dark
a history
ages.
Of civilization. While if you go back to India, as you started from the Indian leader, that he said that Western civilization maybe would have been a good idea. However... going back to the history, India has a very rich civilization. It has a very rich culture. And what is civilization, basically? It's whatever is in your culture, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And in Indian culture, if we compare that, since I come from India, if we compare that with the Western one, we consider in India guests as someone who is a level lower than God. Okay?
So like, very respectful.
Very respectful. If a guest comes in, you join your hands together. That way you welcome a guest with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
That's what Islam as well says. Like, always be...
welcoming towards the guests.
Welcoming and also have a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. As long as two Muslims are, shaking hands while seeing each other, the rahmat, the mercy of Allah... keeps on raining over
pouring on them.
Yeah, and it does not go away until and unless they start leaving each other's
But these
hands.
Guests who came to India actually brought so much of misery to them.
In Western culture, you don't see that welcoming kind of thing. Coming back to India. In India, like, we have a rich culture of being with parents, being taking care of parents. But in Western societies, you see a child reaches a certain age and he starts thinking that I'm independent now, and he leaves his parents.
Which is mostly 17, 18, or less than that even.
Even less than that sometimes. And the religion, if you see, religion in the Western society is mostly, it's either Christianity or Judaism. But since I come from India, I would definitely want you to add as well what is in your culture. But in India, we have Sikhism, we have Buddhism, we have Judaism, we have Christianity, we have Hinduism, and we have Islam. And we have more than 122
languages.
I actually
once read civilization is this fact that they are all living together.
In harmony.
In harmony, yes.
Living in harmony.
They have no problem with each other.
They have religious harmony. That's what civilization. West has a concept of divide and rule. But in India, we have a concept of religious harmony. We have most number of religions in the world, and we have the best religious harmony.
Still, you managed to live together, yes.
We have best religious harmony. I was just reading news a few days ago, and I saw a Sikh, a person from another religion, gifts his Muslim friend, builds a mosque for him. So, and he gifts it to his friend who had no mosque in his village.
Now that you mentioned this, Zainab, I would like to ask you this question. According to what you said, shall we say that having a specific religion which has got a history, and also having this culture in which you live together with every single person who has got a different identity from yours in a country means civilization?
I can say that, yes. It's
a
mixture of all that.
So what else can you
add to this? Especially, you know, I think civilization is there when there's harmony. Civilization cannot be called something when there is division, when there's invasion, when there's imperialism.
Yeah.
You can no
and we
way
shouldn't
call that.
Actually mistaken that
See,
for
can,
industrial
can,
development.
Exactly.
You know?
I can call this, I told you, a Sikh man came and built a mosque for a Muslim. I will call him a civilized person.
Exactly, yeah.
A person welcoming guests with a smiling face.
That's the portrait of civilization.
I'll call these people the civilized people.
Mm-hmm.
Having different religions, but not insulting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not having the cases of, you know, that religious blasphemy or like something like that. We can call those people civilized people.
India is just a little part of Eastern culture. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
a part of a greater puzzle.
Yes.
So what happened is that...
Well, I personally compared my culture basically with so-called Western culture.
Mean, yes. I just want to...
I would want to know from you either, Asma, like even you live in a different culture.
Yeah.
You live in a Middle Eastern culture. The leader puts it as a West Asian country.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate your culture or your... how do you
civilization call based on my culture and based on their culture?
Basically.
So we talked about their culture already. We
yeah.
said that imperialism, industrial development, they call all these technologies civilization. But
yes.
we do not consider those things as civilization.
Wherever you, I personally think wherever you see a civilized man defines what is civilization.
That is very true. I have the same idea as yours. So in my country also, if you go back to history, you would see some footprints of that imperialism that tried to get into my country.
Okay.
But actually, there were men who stood against them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I define as civilization in my country is this harmony that you already mentioned. And also, there's this thing about the people who are civilized. They have an understanding of each other. This is very important, not just about each other, but also about, as you just mentioned, about the guests that come to their country.
Yeah.
they're pretty much welcoming with other people who come to their country.
I have seen most of the foreigners I have met in Iran only.
Yes.
I have not seen these number of people from, you know, my sister sometimes gets amazed. I tell her, like, I have friends here from England. I have friends from the...
yes, from different parts of the world. All are gathered
Germany,
in a small city.
From Iran, from... the UK, from the US, from the, I don't know, so many different parts of the world. From
we
the
consider
Bahrain,
this
Lebanon.
As a blessing.
I, as a guest in this country, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, would like to say that the thing that I liked the most was they were so much caring about the poor. People so much have the responsibility
sympathy
of that.
Sympathy with the poor.
All right, I say goodbye from my end.
Yes, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.